This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C.
They're sitting at a table
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
Some bags have been set on the floor.
B.
The woman is facing a fireplace.
C.
A flower basket is hanging from the ceiling.
D.
The woman is placing a binder on a table.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
He's looking into a cabinet.
B.
He's pouring liquid from a pitcher.
C.
He's wiping his hands on his apron.
D.
He's turning the handle of a machine.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
She's holding a jacket.
B.
She's packing items into a bag.
C.
They're sweeping a walkway.
D.
They're walking past a seating area.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
The man is grabbing a book from a shelf.
B.
The woman is browsing through some magazines.
C.
The woman is adjusting some blinds.
D.
The man is leaning against a windowsill.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
One of the people is picking up a laptop.
B.
One of the people is standing by a podium.
C.
One of the people is taking notes on paper.
D.
One of the people is adjusting a microphone.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
There are some vehicles lining the side of a street.
B.
There are trees planted on the roof of a building.
C.
Some bicycles are parked on a walkway.
D.
Some people are driving through an intersection.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
What are your store hours today?
A.
In the storage room.
B.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
C.
Walnut Avenue.
Number 8.
Would you like to see the doctor on Monday or Tuesday?
A.
My annual checkup.
B.
They're very patient.
C.
Tuesday works better.
Number 9.
Why is the training session shorter this time?
A.
Because the instructor has to leave early.
B.
Yes, I'm almost ready to submit it.
C.
Close to the train station.
Number 10.
Didn't the owners of this restaurant open another location?
A.
I'll have the soup.
B.
Yes, just last week.
C.
Your table is ready.
Number 11.
I can buy a gift certificate for this store, right?
A.
It's beautiful, thank you.
B.
Yes, for any amount you'd like.
C.
It's not available in red.
Number 12.
What's the average age of the residents in this apartment complex?
A.
Across the river in Doverville.
B.
It takes a lot of training.
C.
About 40 years old.
Number 13.
When is the new hire orientation taking place?
A.
On Monday at 3 o'clock.
B.
Just the manual.
C.
In the main conference room.
Number 14.
Why did your manager move to a different office?
A.
Because of her promotion.
B.
An apartment near City Hall.
C.
I haven't seen that film yet.
Number 15.
Will you be at the meeting in the afternoon?
A.
It was a very productive discussion.
B.
A 15-page contract.
C.
I have a doctor's appointment.
Number 16.
When will we know if the project received funding?
A.
By next week.
B.
Another project timeline.
C.
A revised budget.
Number 17.
Do you have the sales report ready?
A.
Several software updates.
B.
The guest list is short.
C.
Yes, I finished it this morning.
Number 18.
You received the payment that I submitted, right?
A.
No, I can't be there.
B.
That's a great place to vacation.
C.
Yes, we processed it Tuesday.
Number 19.
How many people are joining us for dinner?
A.
No, he's out of town.
B.
I haven't checked my email.
C.
Did you enjoy it?
Number 20.
When will the air conditioning be fixed?
A.
By this afternoon.
B.
Yes, it was a mix.
C.
Behind the table.
Number 21.
Where should I put this display of books?
A.
We just remodeled the second floor.
B.
A different publisher.
C.
I don't think so.
Number 22.
Who ordered more printer paper?
A.
Well, I used the last 50 sheets.
B.
Black ink and light bulbs.
C.
Just a sandwich, please.
Number 23.
It's usually cheaper to buy airplane tickets in advance.
A.
A round-trip flight.
B.
Yes, that's true.
C.
A week ago.
Number 24.
Can we pay for the new printer with the company credit card?
A.
How much does it cost?
B.
That position has been filled.
C.
No, a compact car.
Number 25.
Isn't the number of jobs in this area increasing?
A.
Math is my favorite subject.
B.
Yes, especially in manufacturing.
C.
Please lift it up a little higher.
Number 26.
May I speak with Mr. Kumar?
A.
It's from April to May.
B.
Is there anything I can help you with?
C.
In the marketing survey.
Number 27.
Where are the free samples of the bakery's new cupcakes?
A.
Yes, that price is correct.
B.
It was a great birthday party.
C.
You should have come earlier.
Number 28.
I need someone to help me update next week's schedule.
A.
A dentist appointment.
B.
November 23rd.
C.
I have some time later on.
Number 29.
Who would like to attend the museum opening tomorrow?
A.
I thought I closed it.
B.
My sister's in town this week.
C.
Photography and sculptures.
Number 30.
Would you mind helping me clean the break room?
A.
But it's only Thursday.
B.
Thanks, just a few more.
C.
It wasn't broken yesterday.
Number 31.
The singer in that band is great.
A.
I'm not a fan of pop music.
B.
Yes, it's locally grown.
C.
The record shop on Main Street.